lot of these tour operators we do business with anyway, so they're currently doing business with us. So what it gave us a chance was, rather than their clients coming here to see the venue and the wonderful facilities we have, it gave an opportunity for us to showcase the facilities to the operator themselves. So when they're putting their itinerary together for their groups to come to Ireland, and they look at the northwest, so they look at County Sligo, they look at Merva, they look at Enniscrone, and they look up into Rathopenna, near Port New, up into Ballyliffin and Port Salon. Suddenly now they know what kind of quality golf courses we have. So it makes it a lot easier for them to sell because they know what they're talking about. So they're going away from County Sligo with a great knowledge of the course, the Cade Major Fáilte that was offered to them when they arrived in Sligo, in conjunction with Sligo County Council, the Radisson Hotel and ourselves. We were the main sponsors of the event, which is the IG2A conference.
I can only imagine, David, that this was in some ways a crucial event for the golfing industry in Sligo. I know we spoke earlier this year about various challenges facing the industry with regards to the Aer Lingus strikes, the accommodation crisis in Sligo. This can only mean positive things for the golf industry here locally going forward.
Oh, yes. It's nothing but positivity. I think the most important thing is that we have quality venues within the Northwest, and it gives us an opportunity. I think what people fail to realise is the spend from a golfer when they come to Ireland is huge. So basically, the Fáilte Ireland have done a study on it, and they have produced some reports yesterday where they basically say that a golfer coming to Ireland will spend somewhere in the region of €5,000 on their trip, minimum. So you take both the golf course, the accommodation, the restaurants, the bars, the coach hire. It just all accumulates into one big package for the golfers. So they do that in each of the areas they come to. So if they base themselves in Sligo for 3 or 4 nights, everybody's getting a piece of the pie, and I think that's very, very important. I think when leisure business comes to Ireland and comes to holiday here, you know, they might go for a walk, they might go use different facilities, but a golfer uses so many different facilities when they come here. And I think all the different activities that we have around us, whether it be, you know, surfing, sea fishing, hikes and walks, and then the super restaurants through the Sligo Food Trail, you know, I think we're very, very lucky to have all that on our doorstep. And I think having the tour operators here this week, they've seen so much. The people who are non-golfers today did a different tours around Sligo. And I think it just accumulated into a very, very successful couple of days for the northwest of Ireland.